Regarding what we spoke about yesterday, in my own life, you will maybe remember that he dealt with me during the course of 2016, regarding the issue of me trying to conform to somebody else's expectation of myself, which stemmed from childhood. I'm 80, but it didn't stop him wanting to deal with that issue of my needing to try to bend over backwards to be what somebody else wanted me to be, even though I didn't know what that was. Caused me great anguish. But the freedom that has come after the 6 or 9 months of anguish, it's like childbirth, really. Once the baby's there, you don't remember the pain. So it's exactly that. He was getting at my childhood habitual response to an authority figure that expected something of me, even though I didn't know what it was they wanted, and my twisting and turning to try to get it right for them, not being able to hit the spot because I didn't know what it was they wanted, but nevertheless, everything in me was straining to be what they wanted. Expectation is a killer. Don't put it on people. We do it, you know, without realising to our children. Why can't you be like this? Why can't you be like that? Why can't you be like other people? That was the one I lived with. And it had something that actually crippled me all of my life without me knowing it, until God stepped in. And in his mercy and kindness said, that's gone on far enough. We need to deal with it. That's just a living example of what I was talking about yesterday. Yours will probably be different, but it's well worth asking him to dig in the basement of your life and get these things out that are still flowering and causing maybe quite a forest in your life where you can't see your way through. And it's because of what happened in childhood. No condemnation to those who perpetrated it. We are all broken vessels. We are all being made new. So there's no condemnation, no unforgiveness. It's just letting him do what he wants to do and yielding to his hands because they're kind hands. God bless you.